Okay, so last week we started talking about the connection between Shechita in Kodshim and in Chulin, specifically trying to understand the Gemara's claim that Shechita lav avodahi. We noted, right, that the Gemara has a discussion about whether Kabbalah, which is Efshar Levatla, is avoda or not, but Shechita is Efshar Levatla, so how could the Gemara say it's not avoda? So possibility one that Ariel raised was maybe because really it comes from the world of Chulin, and therefore it's not avoda behagdara. And we noted that that's not totally clear, and we noted that that discussion seems to be part, right, in the Rambam, in Ochanami, right, in the Rambam, it seems like, you know, Shechita is a standalone, it's from the world of Chulin alone. But there are indications, possibly in the Midrash Halacha, that that Shechita is from the world, even Chulin is from the world of Kodshim.
Our Torah has to be ready tomorrow morning or tomorrow night?
Afternoon, how's that? Maybe you get a discount this year. You know, this is because John Deutsch is actually here, right? He's supposed to be here today. So you have to give it to him. So you ask John when he comes. He's the one who's in charge of our email.
Tech chair of the issue.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Oh,
but we'll talk about
it
after.
On, like, Thursday then?
No. Okay, fine. Now, we were up to 8, right? Now, part of this discussion, again, seems to be based on this Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ishmael, which may or may not be related to this, which was what existed in the Midbar. Did we read this last time? Did we actually do this? Or did we say we were going to?
We got up to around,
I think we got up to it, right? Number 8.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
we actually did it?
There's no Shechita in the Midbar until that came to...
Right, so that was the... Because maybe we did do it, right? So that was the Machlokes Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Kiva, right? Is it... Right, that Shechita was always Aser. Right, it's just that before you couldn't eat it all, right? Now you can. Now that makes it sound like it's a holdover from Kodshim, right? But possibly, right? Meaning it used to be originally, the only meat that was mutter was Kodshim, and it was mutter Shechita's Kodshim. Then we're mater Basar Taiva. Now again, you could say that shows you that Shechita's Chulin is a holdover from Kodshim. Mitzvah, you could say no, it's like radically split.
Right.
That was Shechita's Kodshim. Rabbi Kiva says no, in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat things without Shechita at all. Right? They were in Mutter Benechira.
Yeah.
When we got to Eretz Yisrael, so you had to do Shechita. Now there, Rabbi Kiva, it's hard to say, thinks that Shechita is a holdover from Kodshim, unless you say that no, we like got to. I mean, it'd be hard, right? You'd say we came to Eretz Yisrael and then, like, we borrowed something from Kodshim that we didn't before. Okay, fine. The main source that is discussed in this sugya is number 9 and all the parallels. But there's these toasters in that appear multiple times in Shas, which try to figure out what does it mean that Shechita lav avodahi, right? Again, how could it be that Shechita is not avoda if it is Yeshur Levatla? Right. So, Tosa says, "Pirish bakuntris mid iskashu ba kolam psulim." Right, so Rashi says that it's because psulim are allowed to shecht.
Mean like azar,
right? Azar, right? Tosa says that can't be. The Yeshur Lomar King, da hechsher zar gufa maisila. What are you talking about? This is the Gemara's explanation for why a czar can check. That is totally circular, right? Oh, Shechita is lot of avoda.
Because a czar can.
And therefore a czar can do it. Oh, a czar can do it. It must not be avoda, right? Like, it doesn't. I don't understand, right? That is like you're perpetually stuck in the chicken or the egg for all of eternity, right? And despite the fact that which came first, the chicken or the egg, is a machlokes b'sel beishamai, right? We don't. What? You have no idea what I'm talking about. It's fine. It's one of the weirdest pieces in I think there's. Engel? I think it's a Rishon Engel, right? Who says the machlokes, the beginning of Beitza, of whether Beitza shenol de biyom tov is us or mutter, is whether the chicken, whether chomer came first or tzura came first, which in this case means the machlokes is which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Chicken and eggs.
Anyways,
like a pie
is better. Anyway, not important. Anyways, so Joseph doesn't like it. Right now, look. In a vacuum, look, Misvara, Rashi makes a lot of sense. Right, Misvara, Rashi says, look, if it can be done by a non-Kohen, it must not be an Avoda. Right, Misvara, I understand it, right? Avodas are done by Kohanim. If it can be done by a non-Kohen, then it's not an Avoda. The problem is that, as Tosfos notes, Rashi's reversing the cause and effect here, right? Okay, Parakam and Arachos are maybe usually Yashiv Perusho, but he says you could defend it and say the Chayvin the Bishum Makom Lo Boy Kohen Bishchita Lava Vodahi. He says no, right? I mean, what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is trying to prove in specific contexts, like Par Yom Kippurim, right? They have the power of the Kohen Gadol and things like that. Can it be done by a Zar? Maybe what Rashi is saying is, look, we know that a Kohen isn't needed in regular Shlitas Kachim, and once we know that a Zar isn't needed in regular Shlitas Kachim, it wouldn't make sense for there to be an exception to that rule, because Shlita can't be an Avoda because it can be done by a non-Kohen, right? So it's not really a chicken-the-egg problem. So that gives us explanation one, right? Rashi says, right, what does it mean, Shlita Lav Avodahi? It means simply, by definition, an avoda is that which can be done, must be done by Kohanim. If it can be done by non Kohen, it can't be said an avoda because there's a czar. And if they're a czar and they can do it, it must not be an avoda. That's it. That's definitional. Or that's Rashi's svara. Lahari parakala mipara. And that's why they're going to ask by mipara. Fine. Varav Yaakov, read the next word for me.
Oh, man. Oh, is that wrong?
It's the top of the next page.
The Orleans.
Thank you. Good. The Orleans, right? Or if you wanted to say it in French, or Orléans, or whatever it is. I hear people say this all, right? I don't understand. Like, what are they doing? Like, they're like, the Re of Orleanish, or Orléans. I'm like, no, like, it's Orleans. Like, pronounce it like an American, pronounce it like a Frenchman, but don't pronounce it like, I don't know what that is, right? The Yaakov of Orleans. Mifaresh lav avodei, and now he says like Ariel, lefish shave v'chulin and v'kotchim. Says no, it can't be an avoda because it's a bar. It's fundamentally an act of chulin, right? Shchita is an act which is both in kotchim and in chulin, and therefore imkain lav mitam avoda tziva mamakom shchita. And therefore, he says something quite radical, but it's what Ariel said, right? Which is, therefore, the shchita of a karban is not really
avoda.
It's not avoda. Why? Why did God command the shchita? Because that is the derech hamatir basar,
right?
And we borrow it in kachim because we need to be matir the basar, but it's not an avoda.
Yeah.
The linira, so the anonymous voice of Tosfos says, linira lav avodahi. I'll say that outside. He says, later on, the Gemara says, has a drasha, that Kabbalah needs to be done, lifnei Hashem, okay. Meaning in the, but v'lo ashochet lifnei Hashem, which means the karbon has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The shochet does not. Right? He can stand outside and shecht it. Right?
I understand.
Alma, so he said, what do you see from that? Kol sheirus lifnei Hashem. If something is sheirus, it must be done in the lifnei Hashem, in the Beis Hamikdash. Shema mina midamach sherachmana omeid b'chutz v'hoshed yadu lifneim v'shachat michal d'shchita lav avodahi. The fact that we machsher it and we say you can shech from outside the Beis Hamikdash tells me it's not avoda. V'od midamar b'hi shmeitz perik beis nitla v'shachat shchita zok shera d'shchita al yerech amar rachman al shochet al yerech alma t'shchita lav avodahi the avodahi lo avimach sherachmana b'chei gavna da nitle v'kibel amrinan de kabbalah so psula mishim derech sheres b'kach. And similarly, kabbalah can be done while you're not standing, right? You're hanging in the air. Right? It's not, right? That's puzzle. Because, and this is a longer share for another time, that the Kohen needs to become, in some way, integrated into the Beis HaMikdash. He has to have his feet on the ground. Okay. It's not true of Shechita. Shechita, right, he's allowed to. He says that there is a Gemara which sounds like Rashi. Okay, fine. What do we have? We have three pshatim, right?
Yeah.
So one was Ariel's, right? Which is shchita lav avoda means that it's mamish, not avoda, because
it's matir to eat.
It's just a matir la achila, borrowed from the world of chulin, and therefore it can't be an avoda. And when we say it's one of the arba avodas, yeah, like it furthers the process. Now that's a bit weird because you'd say, okay, but then you might think that you can't be postel b'machshava.
Yeah.
Problem is, right? The problem is, you take that; it's very weird.
Especially when you have a mind to shecht it for the carbon and specific time.
Correct. Places. Right.
Kavana for stuff for anyway, so some sense. So
in some
it's
sense,
not, it's not removed from the world.
Correct.
Have a proper kavana.
Correct. But like to say that it's, you know, it can possle up the zrika, right? Creates pigle, right? It's weird, but in a chanami, there's some level of kavana that's needed. Right. Then there are two other explanations. One is, right? The other two explanations in Tosfos, right? One is Rashi's, which is
it's not avoda because the Zohar can do it.
All right, because the Zohar can do it, right? Now, what's the difference between saying what Rashi says and saying what the Rimei Orlin says, or what Ariel says, however you want to take it, right? What's the nafkamina? Misvara, give me a nafkamina. Right, we talked about this a little bit in Yoma, but I'm going to come back to it, which is, could it be an avoda? Right? Meaning, if you think that shchita lav avoda means it is fundamentally a chulin act, right, then it couldn't be an avoda. According to Rashi, he's saying, what is he? Wait, not necessarily. I'm not saying for sure.
Also never be an avoda.
Well, that's the question. What's he saying? Is he saying because a czar can do it, haray, it's never an avoda?
Right.
Or he's saying it doesn't need to be an avoda because a czar could do it. That doesn't mean that if a kohen did it,
yeah,
it wouldn't be an avoda, right? You could, right? Rashi could go either way,
yeah,
but.
Tosfos has to be. Yeah.
But right, but the Rimei Orlin doesn't seem to be able to go that way. Now, what if you say it about makom?
What about Makom?
Right, meaning the fact that the Shochet doesn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It can be Omei Bachutz.
Well, Avoda in general has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, which proves it's not an Avoda.
Right, so there's a little bit interesting there, right? Because he's actually splitting it, right? It's a very careful, it's very weird, because what's he saying?
And this is a proof it's not an Avoda?
Right, that's his proof, that's what it means, Lav Avoda. But there's actually something interesting going on there, which might solve our problem, which is, he's saying it can't be an avoda in what sense? It can't be a maisa avoda because
you can do it outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Because the Ovid can stand outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the maisa shchita must be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Right?
Yeah.
Which might indicate sort of a middle position, that the maisa shchita is lav avoda, even though the totsah of shchita is part of the process. Right, meaning the animal must be nishchat in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, if your hagdara is that which is done inside the Beis HaMikdash, right, in the right place in the Beis HaMikdash is an avoda, and that which is not, then you might actually come with a weird middle position, which might actually help explain the duality of shchita, which is it's not an avoda in the sense of the maisa avoda.
But
the effect is part of the seder avoda. That's why it has to happen in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it may not need to be done by a kohen, but it still has requirements of kachim because the result, right? It's sort of a middle, right? You sort of emerge with some sort of weird middle ground, possibly. Okay. The problem is, right? As I said, it really is quite a weird thing to say the shchita lav avodah. It's just bizarre, right? Especially the more radical interpretations. Because, as we said, what do you mean? It's one of the arba avodos. They're psulei machshava, right? The shchita itself has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, even if the shochet doesn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Like, it's very hard to say it's bechlal not at all avodah. It's very, very difficult. I'll give you other proofs, right? Look at number 10. The nose of the tochli, shars of mekadribikli, shars lomali, akichachad azimna. Right, the Gemara is talking about Mekadesh things in Klisharis. Gemara says, why do you have to do that? Why do you have to Mekadesh the Komates in the Klisharis? You're already Mekadesh the Mincha.
The Komates,
talking about a Mincha, right? The piece of the Mincha you take out to burn, right?
Okay.
So the Gemara says you have to be Mekadesh in the Klisharis. The Gemara says, why? Were you already Mekadesh the Mincha? Why do you have to Mekadesh the Komates separately? So the Gemara says, Midi Havei Adam. It's like blood. Dam avagav de kadishte sakin bitzaver behema. even though the blood was sanctified in the neck of the animal by the knife, hadar makdish le b'kli shares. You were makadish the dam again when you put it in a kli shares. You're makabel at b'kli shares. So hachanami loshna. What does that mean? The Gemara is saying that the maisa shchita is makadish the dam. Right? It's very hard to say.
Makadish dam is not nevoda.
Right, that, or it's bachal not an avoda, like it's mufka, it's a maisa chulin. Right, the Gemara is telling you uvda. Right now, if you want to take this, so you could solve it with that third parish in Tosos, which is right,
is a thing,
right,
is
right, right. Split it with a right, very, very, right, very, very doc here. Right, say, oh, it's not a maisa avoda, but it's a Tosas avoda. Or something
it's
like
very
that. Hey, and a chanami, right?
Yeah.
Right. Another problem. Right.
It has to be effectuated in the avodah.
So, right. So, look, I tend more towards the explanations that at least would say that it's possibly an avodah, right, or some set of avodah. And there seems to be indications of this. If you look through the next Gemaras, the Gemara in Chulin Chavtes says, "Rav Papa Amar Reisha b'Chulin Mehacha Deksani Yehuda Omer Ashiyach Chodes Avridim Pligi Rabban Allah." The Gemara is talking about how much of an animal you have to shecht. This is today's daf, tomorrow's daf, something like that, right? Whether or not you have to shecht the jug. Let's say it's the jugulars. It's not totally clear, but whether in addition to this simanim you need to shecht the jugulars. Right, so the Gemara says, "Iyam b'sham b'chulin shapir liyam b'kachim amai pligi rabbanan aleihu atzmo l'damu tzarech." The Gemara says, "Look, Rabbi Huda holds that in general, when you shecht, you need to cut the jugulars. The Chachamim say you don't." So the Gemara says that makes sense by chulin, because by chulin, the point of shechting is not dam, but by kachim, the point is dam, and therefore the Chachamim should be moded to Rabbi Huda that when you're shechting a karban that you need the dam, shechting the jugulars, which make the blood flow faster, is part of the avoda. So Rav Ashi Amar Seifa Bekachem Mehacha Tiksani Hashochet Shnei Rashin Keachot Shchitazuk Sheira. So the Gemara is going through a Mishnah. I don't want to get into exactly the Zoom. He's trying to figure out which part of the Mishnah is talking about Kachem, which about Chulim. So the Gemara says the Seif is talking about Kachem. How do I know? Because it says if you shech two heads at once, it's Kasher. Which implies a Shochet Diavet in, which implies that the evidence works. Lechatchila lo. So Yemar Bishlama B'Kachem Hainu Lechatchila lo. If you're talking about a Karban, I understand. Lechatchila you shouldn't shech two heads at once. Mishum Tani Rabbi Yosef Tizbach Shlo Yishnaim Shochlem Zeva Echad Tizbachu Shlo Echad Shochet Shtaim Shochet Shnei Zvachim, that you shouldn't have, right, one person shech two or two things be shechted by one person. V'amar Rav Gadol Tizbachu Uksiv Eli Amar B'chulin Afilu L'chadchila Nami. But if it's by Chulin, it should be Mutter. But what do you see in this Gemara again? Are they're not the same?
What?
Yeah, right. Meaning, the simple explanation is that shechita is different, right? You have to shech the vridin. That the maisa, right? What does it sound like in this Gemara? That by chulin, so two people will shech one person will shech two heads. We don't really care about how the mice is done. We just have because it happens.
Can you say it's a side issue by kachim about the two shechtins?
Of course you could, but
I don't know the issue at all.
Oh, good. Give me the issue. Don't just say, oh, it's a side issue. What's the side issue?
In case it's a sort of bezer, they basically make you join two at once.
But look what the Gemara says the issue is. Tiz b'chuhu. Because there's a value to the zvicha. It's a bazook. Thou shalt shecht it.
Right?
That there's a chalos. Right? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Right? The simple explanation, again, we could say it's some side issue. The simple explanation, the Gemara says, you have to shecht the vridin. Why? Because Shechitas Kachim, unlike Shechitas Chulin, is Ledamu Tzarech. You can't have one person shech two heads, or two people be shechting one. Why? Because there's something unique about the Maisa. You, one person, shall shech it, one karban.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the simple pshat is that there's something, right, that is not mufka from the world of, right, that is not like totally a whole act. Right? There's a chalosh that's just different from chulin. The Tosefta. 12. Chomer b'shchita she'ein b'kmitza u'kmitza she'ein b'shchita. Right? There's a difference between shchita and kmitza. Zuckermandel.
Zuckermandel?
It's the addition.
Oh,
okay.
No. Zuckermandel, Lieberman. Anyways. It's just different additions of the text. She'ein b'shchita. She'shchita kavua latzafon. The kavua lamakom. Says what is different? Shchita has to be done in the north. Bitzavar has to be done in the neck. V'no heges b'cholak krovim v'aseres chulin b'fnim v'kachim b'chutz v'chayel avinav b'chutz. Right? Right? If you shechted chulin inside, it would trafe it up. Right? You could only shecht a carbon in the base of Mikdash. And if you shecht a carbon outside, you're chayev for shchudei chutz. Right? Masha ingin b'kmitza as opposed to kmitza. And chomer b'kmitza shatmitza k'toin koin u'klishar z'mashigim b'shchita kmitza b'chli u'shchita afil b'kromah shalkana. Okay, and kmitza is chomras that it needs a koin, it needs a klisharis, and a shchita doesn't need a klisharis. So again, the Tosefta again tells you
it's different.
Right? Meaning, you just read it, it's very hard to say it's mamish not in avoda at all. Right? Like, that's really what it means. Right? Like, we have all these requirements. Right? And there's statuses to it. Shchut echod, shchut e, right? Shchit is chulin, right? Inside. And the sakin is a klishares. Right? The Gemara calls it a klishares.
Yeah.
Right? Right, so you get that in right. The Tosfos in Chulin, Ma Ola Tuna Kli. I've called Tuna Kli. My Kli, Ela Tesakin. Right, meaning it's a knife. Rashi in 14, Sakin. Heavy Klisharis. Titania Kol Akilim Draws a Motion B'Shichasun Mekadashun Mekan Ve'Elach Avodasun Mekan Chanasan. Right, right. We treat the Sakin as a Klisharis. Right, even though we don't require you to use a Sakin, you could use a Kromah Shalkana. But if you use a Sakin, it's a Klisharis. Right. So, it could be, right? So the Ritva tells you. Wait a second. The Rambam tells you in 15. The Rambam tells you. Well, look. Mechatchila, you should only use a sakin, which is a klisharis. But if you shechted any with something else, which is not. I feel bikroma shalkana, even with a reed, ksherim.
And usually by a lot, if you do it, just davar chulin.
So the problem is like this, right? On the one hand, you'd say, you can do it with a non klisharis, it must not be an avoda. Mitzad sheni.
Why is there?
Well, why the chatchila? Right?
By stomach, let's say you
need klisharis.
If you don't do it, klisharis, it's puzzle.
Gamre.
Yeah.
Right, so we have a problem here, right? Because the Rambam tells you, right, this is the summary of the halacha, right? That what?
It's better to do the klisharis. But if you do that, klisharis, it works.
Correct. So Ritva says in 16, V'hanan amrinan shetu'una klisharis mechem in the mekadosh dam bitzavar k'tzas. But wait a second. We said you needed a klisharis because it's mekadosh the dam in the neck. So al karchuch by lomar she'ein atun the klisharis gomorli pasul biyotze. He says it must be that the halacha is you don't really need a klisharis, a real klisharis, a quasi klisharis. The nafka mina nami shoshim social aids afilu l'rebbe. So the Ritva is this weird explanation. Now, what does all this come down to? That the knife you need, it doesn't need to be a mamish klisharis. It needs to be a
like a klisharis,
quasi klisharis. Right.
Well, why? It makes more blood. Is that the reason?
What?
It makes more blood. What's the
because mekadosh the dam. It's mekadosh the dam. Yeah. Right. Makes
you don't
the dam
need to be mekadosh the dam.
Yeah.
How is it sort of a cliche? It sounds like what we're saying on pashtuk.
Right. Which for these purposes is a quasi klisharis. Right. It's sort of a weird Ritva. Right. But again, what is what's the Ritva picking up on? Right. And again, this is what I want to point out is that you have this Tosfos with three explanations. Right. The explanation that shchita is mamish from the world of chulin is not an avoda at all is very hard to actually establish because you have all these things that imply that it is a quasi avoda. You have this right this notion that lechatchilik should use a klisharis, and the Ritva is saying no. Every time you use it, it's at least a quasi klisharis.
Right.
And then you get this weird Meiri in 17. The Meiri says shchita is called a kachim kher bizar afil lechatchila. Right, you can shecht all kachim with a zar even lechatchila. V'chein v'chalapsulim avoda chutz men atamid. Except for the tamid, shetzricha kohen lechatchila, But the Tamid needs a Kohen, but only the Chatchila. When we tell Kach, I'm a Faisin elect, much is bar. The Chain Shchitas Parsha Kohen, God will be a Mekipur, Shchitas Parsha, Aduma Tshicha Kohen, the Chatchila. And same as Shchitas Parsha on Yom Kippur, and Paraduma. Lechatchila they need a Kohen. Shchitas Parsha Kohen, God will Shchitas Parsha Kohen, Kohen, Avol B'diyeved, Av Shchitas HaTamid, Av Shchitas Parsha Kohen, God will be a Mekipur, Av B'Shi Kozubem, Aram V'chuka, B'chein Paraduma. But b'diavad, even though there are psukim, they're telling you you're supposed to have the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and a Kohen in general. Ksheir bizar b'chalpzum, it's fine, right? What is he talking about, right? What is this? Well, the Tamid and the Shchitas Parushal Aaron should lechadchila be b'kohen. If they're not, it's fine. But they really should be, even though there are psukim telling you they should be. But it's not such a big deal. The Ritva goes even farther. And he says it's not only true of Shchitas HaTamid, it's true of all Shchita. V'hadim avayzen l'shochet, mishum da'avok av shashchita k'sher bizar, mitzvasa b'kohen l'chadchila. Every Shchita
should be done by a Kohen.
Should be done by a Kohen.
Well, isn't the Kohen the Ritva, you could make it avoda, but it doesn't need to be.
What?
Isn't the Kohen to the Ritva?
Good, right. Remember, I said this in avoda. Can you just give me the Mitzvah just quickly?
Yeah.
Remember, I brought this up in Avodas Yom Kippurim.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of a chair.
No, wait for you one second. Fun times. And by the way, sometimes people refuse this.
Actually, I think yeah, it's very good to say it's any import from corn. So what, the Mishkan before Pesachon was Matzah, they were doing import from before corn existed. It's very difficult.
Yeah. And look, now in addition to this, you look at number 19, you find out that the Gemara says that Amar v'Yudam HaShmuel, Tamidei Chachamim Malavdim Hilkoshchita L'Kohanim, Hayinotlin Tzcharim Mitrumas HaLishka. The Gemara is going through all types of things that are legitimate mikdash needs that you're allowed to pay from the treasury of the mikdash. One of them is training kohanim to do shechita.
Right, just say have a.
I understand. Just get a right. Correct. So all of this leads me to believe, right, leads me to believe that it can't be. Right, the simple understanding, at least, of the Rimi Arlins, that like chulin shechitas chulin is the same as Shchitas Kachim, that's why it's not Avoda, like it's Mufka from the world of Kachim, I can't buy, right? I have to believe that Shchita is at least, either the way I suggest for that third day in Tosvos, a Totsah of Avoda without a Maisa Avoda, or it's a Quasi Avoda, right? I think you have to say that.
Shchita could be a avoda, but it's not accurate.
Ah, so now once you say it's a quasi avoda or a potential avoda, or it's part of the process of avoda, but doesn't need to be a ma'isa avoda, so then you start to understand. Well, wait a second. Let's take the third ancestors. Let's say that shchita is part of the ma'isa avoda, part of the seder avoda, but it's not itself a ma'isa avoda. Right? Therefore, you can do it michutz. The shochet can be michutz lamikdash, but the karban needs to be inside. Then you start to understand why you don't need a klisharis, but lechatchila should have a klisharis, because, fine, it's not ma'akev, but isn't it lechatchila that something shouldn't be just part of Seder Avodah, but should be in Avodah, right? Or you start to understand the Meiri, right? Look, the average karban, it doesn't need a kohen. So it'll be a non-avoda, quasi-avoda. But maybe, as we discussed already in Yoma, maybe Shechita is a quasi-avoda, but has the potential to be a mamish avoda. And therefore it makes sense to say, lechatchila should be klisharis. If you don't use a klisharis, or use a quasi-klisharis, fine, so it'll remain in its Seder avoda without Maisa avoda, or quasi-avoda status.
Right, we don't like the disparity, though.
But we don't like it. And therefore, lechatchila, at least for Tamid, or according to the Ritva, for all karbanos, you should have a Kohen, right? According to the Rambam, for all karbanos, you should lechatchila have a klisharis. If you don't, it's fine.
Let's say I didn't have a klisharis available. It wouldn't make a difference if it's higher or lower.
Potentially. Right? Potentially, those are tied up in each other. Mm-hmm. Then only when a kohen does it, correct. And now that might explain.
You can have a maisavo, you can have a, you know, you could make some kind of split that even though there's not, with a chavtza avoda, it still is a maisavo.
Correct. Correct. Now, this is, right, now the person who really goes in this direction extensively is the Midas HaKodesh here, where he notes, where he says, the Ava gab the shkita lava avoda heve, even though it's true that shkita is not avoda, it's still called avoda in a heck of a lot of places.
Right?
Ma pan first avoda, mazrikish avoda, makes kapara, call avoda, makes kapara. And he doesn't move forward to shkita mikri avoda. So it's not avoda, but it is. But omer al zesfas emes, vehevitur is called lesa devas avoda. So he said, this fas emes just gets rid of the girsa. Right? But he says that's not pshat, right? You look through all these gemaras; it's so many gemaras call it avoda. And then he notes that the Ravid says explicitly in his parish to Tamid that shchita still needs to be biyom because it is an avoda. How do I know it's an avoda? Because pigol, right? It has effects for kavana, right? And the Ravid therefore says kevan shchita lav avoda mamish chashuva. It's not really in avoda. The Kiryat Sefer says the shchita lav avodas kahunahi. It's not. It isn't avoda, but it's not avodas kahuna. The ksher of Yisrael filocha avodahi, but it is an avoda. But so what you see is different types of formulations, right? The Ravid saying it's a quasi avoda. The Kiryat Sefer says it's an avoda. There's like Rashi. It's an avoda, but not an avodas kohen. So it's a. That's all we mean. It is an avoda, which again might be part of state avoda, but not mice avoda, or something like that, or might something like that. And then he notes that beyond that, shchita has an inyan of kapara, right? Right now he notes that there are mefarshim like the Taras HaKodesh who says no, shchita ikara lo b'shil mitzvahs avodas hakarboni rak machma shebechulin tzarech shchita, right? Like the Rimei Orleans, right? Uvekachim b'inan mimashki Yisrael minamutter Yisrael. He says it's a technicality. Karbano can only be brought from the language is kasher. In order for something to be kosher, it needs to be shechted. So it's mamish, and it's
how do you got all the problems, though? How do you got the problems?
Right. He says, however, ulakach who should sarech shechita bekarban mitol kach avayavod in machshavas lo lishma. But then the Taras HaKodesh says, so how could I defend the Rimei Orleans? I'll say because at the end of the day, yes, it's a matir of chulin, but it's a matir of chulin as a hechsher to make it kosher le karban, and therefore it's part of the,
so it's
again,
not going to be sized as actual maizah.
Correct, meaning
it's hechsher, hechsher karban.
It's a hechsher karban, meaning the maizah shchita is a maizah on chulin, but why do you need to do shchita? Because you need it to be minamutter min mimashki Israel. You need to be kosher.
It's a hechsher.
Right, and therefore he says, "Dinehi the lohavi ikara utchilasu letzarach avoda." He says, therefore, at its core, it may not be avoda. Mikomakom achshes kvar nitzrachen olah, but once you need it, may ata have avoda sheefsher levatla. Right, it is now in avoda that cannot be. Right.
Earlier, I had a nice idea about. He said it's like gevul for tefillin, and even though gevul is not a mice,
correct.
And then he adds the fact
that as the sugyas already saw that the shechita is l'tzorech adam. Right. We define it as tzorech adam, meaning it's part of the seder avoda. He notes, on the other hand, there are many sugyas that imply that it's not. Right. He talks about shechita b'bama. And the like. But he goes in this direction. He notes that there's many of these sources that really point in this direction. So what I think you have to say, again, I think there are different formulations you can say, but I think you can't take the radical way we read the Rimei Orleans. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, what's mamish min olam achulin? Right? It's just not true. Right? It's part of the avoda. There are psulei machshava. Right? There are all these halachos related to it. Shechitas, right? Shechitas chulin bithnim. Shechitas... So either you say, look, it doesn't have to be avoda mamish, but it's always quasi avoda. Or you say it's seder avoda without a ma'aseh avoda, or it's ma'aseh chulin, but it's a hechsher avoda, which gives it a half avoda status. Once you take any of those formulations, you understand again why you have the shitas and rishonim. Lechatchila, it should be a klei sharis, even if it's not b'di'eved. Lechatchila, kohen should do it at least for some types of karbanos.
Right? The
lechatchila thing works
much better with the idea that you're making it tomorrow.
Yeah. So I again, but I think that once you say, look, if it's a hechsher avoda or it's a ma'aseh avoda with that, it's a seder avoda, the ma'aseh avoda, then you really understand why. Okay, it doesn't need to be an avoda, but we don't like the disparity. We're telling you don't have to for whatever reason, right? But lichatila, we want you to do it, and that explains a lot of these sort of weird shitas. The last thing I'll just note is I had a bit of a creative reading of the Gemara in Yoma, right? The Gemara there has a machlokas, which we discussed already, whether the par kohen gadol has to be done by kohen gadol or not. Okay? And I remember at the time I suggested something similar to this, right? That maybe you would say that, look, shechita is a quasi avoda. If a kohen does it, it transforms it into a full avoda. So maybe a Yom Kippur, right? What? It would be puzzle, right? Because you need it, right? And Yom Kippur Dafka, we need it to be a mamish avoda, right? Avoda is kohen gadol, right?
Or all avoda needs to be done by kohen gadol.
Well, either way, right?
We could possibly have a zar do it by another kohen.
That'd be weird. But what's interesting is if you look at the language of the Gemara. If you look at the language of the Gemara quickly in 21, the Gemara says as follows: Tani Kama Devar Yochanan, Kol Hashchitos Kshiras Bizar Chutz Mishal Para. All Shchitos a Zar can do except for Para Duma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Puk Tani Levra Lo Matzin Shchita Bizar Psula Rabbi Yochanan Let Me Buy Let Letzayz Afilu Rabbi Letzayz Fine. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Letzayz Shchitos Para Bizar Psula Vani Amar Kshera Lo Matzin Shchita Shpsula Bizar. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. There's on the Sugyan Membetam and Aleph, which we already looked at earlier. The Gemara says there are Shitos who say that it should be a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
The Gemara at the end says no, it can't be. You know why? Lo matzinu shchita shepsula bazar. But it could be that even in the Gemara, there's really two days going on. Right. The first day that says it's possible to say that on Yom Kippur we would want a Kohen Gadol is saying that it is a quasi avoda, and therefore on Yom Kippur when we have higher standards we want it to be Dafka avoda. Dafka avoda is Kohen Gadol. But if you take a radical read of the Rimei Orleans, right, that it's mamash and ma'aseh chulin, then it wouldn't even make sense to say there's a havamina, right? So that's a bit of my creative read, that maybe even within the Gemara you see these two deos, right, whether it makes sense to have lechatzilos or not. Okay, we got that mincha, but.